Hi, thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Hi, my name is Michelle Wallen, and I somehow got charged from your company for $49, and just one second, $49, and I think that's a 69 cent. I would like to try to explain what has happened, if I can.
Okay, hold on for one moment, if you don't mind. I'd like to have the account pulled up. Be right with you. Okay. Be right with you.
Okay, that's fine.
And may I have your zip code, please?
36092.
And your first and last name?
Michelle Wallace.
Michelle Wallace.
Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E.
I do have the account pulled up. If you can verify for me, please, your address.
799 Otter Track Road, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Okay, thank you. I have your account pulled up. And let's see what was ordered. One moment. Okay, so it looks like you completed a survey or entered in a contest for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And then it looks like you were also, when you selected the Dyson vacuum cleaner as part of the sweepstakes, it also enrolled you in a meal plan app, which provides you with nutritional recipes, workout videos, things like that.
Which I did not want. And I did not know I signed up for it somehow. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I can reduce the cost to $20 a month if you wanted to continue. I know they give out good, you know, nutritional recipes and things like that.
I'm not interested, and I really did not want this in the very first place. I didn't even know how I got signed up for it, actually. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how it even happened.
I see.
Until I saw it on my credit card for $49.89. And then I called my credit card and told them I did not order this, and then they were going to dispute it for me. But now they needed more information, and they said they needed to know how I tried to cancel. And I said I had no way to cancel because I didn't know how to contact y'all. So they were going to take care of it for me if they still want some additional information. I even had to close my account number because I didn't want to be charged anymore.
Okay, you didn't have a phone number on how to reach us?
No, I did not. I mean, if I did, I couldn't find it. I didn't know how to do it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, oh, yes. This came from the bank. They showed me that you were showing how to cancel. And if I had not gotten this from the bank, I would have had no idea how to contact you.
Okay, well, I definitely understand. It looks like your account's been canceled now since January.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but they're trying to take off the $49.89 because I never received anything, first of all, and I didn't know I even signed up for it. It was just a pure mistake.
I understand. Now, because you've already disputed the charge, unfortunately, any refunds or anything like that would have to come from your bank. But the account is canceled, so you don't have to worry about any additional charges being applied.
Well, the initial charge is what we're trying to.
Yeah, right. I mean, I understand you've got it canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me a cancellation number or email me something? Because they're asking for me to show that.
I can provide you with the cancellation number. One moment. Let's see. Okay, your cancellation number is going to be C like Charles. 920-360-298.
All right, let me say that again. C 920-360-928.
360-298.
Okay, I got that. All right. Can you send that through an email so that I can have an email cancel and show like the date it was canceled and all that?
Yes. Now that email would have, because the system automatically generates the email. So you should have received an email back in January. I wouldn't be able to reactivate it. It should already be in your mail. It looks like the account was canceled. Let's see. January the 18th.
Well, you know who did that was my bank.
Correct.
So would they have received the email?
No, they wouldn't receive the email because they're the bank. The system automatically generates an email with your account. So the email that shows it is canceled is in your mail, mikkiwallace@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. But I do have a cancellation number, so I can at least send that to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to, I guess, try to, because they're the ones disputing it for me, I guess they're going to try to $49 back from y'all. I don't know. But I never received anything. And like I said, this was a complete, I mean, I will never fill out another survey ever again. This has ended my survey. So, I don't think I should pay the $49 for anything that I haven't received.
Well, you're not going to receive anything. When you signed up for the Dyson vacuum cleaner, you also signed up for a meal plan. So the meal plan, it's an app that you would add to your phone or, you know, download and add it to your phone or your computer or something like that.
Well, you know, that's something else. I mean, if I signed up for that Dyson vacuum cleaner, I never received that either.
No, you wouldn't receive it. It's, you were entered in a sweepstakes.
Wow. Okay.
Well, you never received the app either that they're charging you for.
Okay. Yeah, the app, I didn't receive an app for it.
Now, you can look in your email because that's where it would have gone to, your email with instructions on how to download it.
If it wasn't downloaded, then you...
But in reference to a refund, I can't do anything about a refund because you've already disputed the charge.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So my bank will have to dispute that then. Right?
Well, your bank did dispute it. They disputed it in January.
Okay. So they're working. Okay. All right. What is your name so I can make sure to put that with reference?
My name is Cindy.
Cindy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else? Wait a minute. He's okay. All right. All right. I guess that was what I need. I'll just write them a letter and tell them what I've done and discussed with you. And it is already canceled.
Correct.
So, okay. All right. Well, thank you for your help.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for calling customer care.
Uh-huh. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.